Alrighty, folks.
Okay, I'm back on.
Welcome back.
Week three.
This is Kariston.
This is Mike.
And welcome back to Look, We Don't Know Shit.
We don't know shit.
We don't know shit. We don't know shit, shit, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, Mike.
Yeah.
Anything cool you learned this week? Past week?
That I got way too drunk this weekend.
I hate drinking.
But I love it, but I hate it. But, you know, just those kind of days gotta happen.
So what happened?
Well, first we got drunk Friday. That was fine. What were we drinking Friday? We had, what was it? Ciroc and Red Bull. That was fine. You know, Red Bull gets you dancing.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit. I love some vodka Red Bull. What did we get for beers? Maybe Coronas. Yeah, I think Lucas bought Ciroc and I bought Rack Coronas.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy. I was fine then. Lucas died. He wasn't that bad, but he was like, I don't know. He's like, I gotta go home.
Yeah, I'm gonna pause it real quick because I don't think the audio is that good right now. Wait 1 second, folks. And we're back.
We're back?
We're back already.
All right. Now it sounds echoey.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
No, now it sounds fine.
Hello? Okay.
Yo, yo, yo.
All right, you're gonna edit this out.
Edit what out?
Are you going to add that us talking right now?
No.
All right.
Keep it natural.
What was I saying?
How you got fucking wasted.
Yeah, so Friday, it's actually kind of funny because Friday Lucas got really drunk and then Saturday I got really drunk. So I had, my brother had like a big bottle of Jack at our house that he had from like some other night. And I was like, dude, can I just drink this? I don't feel like going to get drinks. So it's like the big bottle of Jack, half of it left. Killed that there. Leticia's, and then I don't know, probably had like a few beers or something, and I drank fucking Sky Vodka. That shit's horrible. That sent me over the edge. Then I passed out upstairs. I don't know. I didn't like pass out. I was like, I'm gonna sleep here.
Dude, I drank so much on, what was it, Saturday?
Yeah.
Me and my boy Pedro, we got the claws out. We got the claws going. We had a few beers first, though. We had like 4 beers each.
Claws and powers.
And then, dude, we were literally drinking the whole day, and I've never really done that before.
Mm-hmm.
That shit gets you tired, man.
Yeah, day drinking gets you tired in general.
Yeah, but like it was like, but we didn't get drunk, though. That was a thing. We got buzzed.
Yeah, that's the best, though.
Yeah, it was good. But then at the end of the day, you're like, dude, fuck this shit. I want to go to bed. You know what I mean? But it was fun. Yeah.
It's fun.
Pretty cool. All right. No, go ahead.
Every now and then, I'm like, dude, I kind of feel like getting really drunk tonight. And that's what I said on, like, Friday.
Oh, hell yeah. I agree with that.
Like, sometimes it's good to, like, get too drunk. You just need that every once in a while.
Kind of let it, I mean, it's not the best way to, like, let loose, but, like.
I don't know.
It's a way. I mean, people let loose by what? Like, I don't know, having sex.
I don't know, because, like, a lot of times we hang out, I'll just have, like, 6 beers, and I'm just like, all right, I'm, like, not even drunk. I'm like, let's just go home, like, you know. I'm like, dude, let's have fun. Let's go crazy. Let's, like, drink more than we usually do.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. It was a party. Mad people were there.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, not caring. Whatever.
I don't know, dude. I think I've been past the phase of just getting demolished. Ready?
Yeah.
Just because, like, the next morning, dude, I can't deal with being hangover anymore. I mean, it's fun, like, in the moment. But then, like, part of me is like, dude, remember last time you did that?
I don't
kind of like laid in bed the whole day, man.
Yeah. You get hangovers?
Oh, dude, like a motherfucker, man.
I don't really get them.
Dude, I'll get them like, if I drink like 4 beers and I get a good buzz going.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, I'm lightweight. And I think I'll feel it the next morning. I think it all matters about sleep, too.
I mean, if you're waking up at like 6 in the morning, you're going to be hungover. Feel like shit.
And that's what normally happens because when you drink alcohol, it's you pretty much get a sugar rush.
Yeah.
Because of all the sugars in the beer. Or, I mean, if you're drinking a White Claw, you're not drinking that many sugars, but you're drinking a lot of calories. And then you get on that high, that little sugar high, and you go to bed, right? While you get the sugar high, so it's not that bad. But then your body's like, in the middle of the night, have you ever woken up? Like, when you've been drinking?
My sleep sucks when I'm drinking.
Oh, yeah.
I usually wake up early.
Yeah, that's what happens to me as well. Yeah. And it's pretty much your body saying, like, yo, I need like, fuel.
Yeah.
At least that's what someone explained to me. I'm not sure if that's completely correct.
It takes away your amino acids and stuff, right?
I haven't heard about that.
And, like, cellular damage. something.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. If you do anything, any drug or any alcohol before the age of 25, I think that's when your brain stops developing.
Yeah.
You're pretty much fucking it up.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, think about it. I mean, weed kills brain cells.
It doesn't.
I think it's proven.
No, it's the when that was like a stereotype when they came up with that.
Yeah.
It's because they tested it on monkeys where they hooked up oxygen tanks of marijuana smoke to them with no oxygen, and they lost brain cells from no oxygen.
What, did you hear that on
weed?
Did you hear that on Joe Rogan?
No, I learned this like a
long
time ago.
So explain it. What happened?
When they tested, this was like the '50s or something.
Yeah.
They hooked up tubes to monkeys and they didn't give them oxygen. That's how they lost brain cells. You don't lose brain cells from weed.
Really?
Nothing happens from weed.
Huh.
Something like there's literally nothing. Like increased heart rate, maybe.
Yeah, maybe nothing some happens. Palpitations of the heart.
You know what's funny though? The CBD.
Yeah.
It I was like reading stuff about it. You can like literally find any, like, the pen I have, the CBD pen.
Mm-hmm.
It has this stuff, MCT oil, and it. Have you heard of that?
Yes, I have.
It like.
I've heard it in the keto diet.
Yeah, and apparently, it can do all this stuff. Like, it can make you not eat. Like, if you're trying to lose weight, it'll help you like lose hunger or whatever. But
suppress your appetite.
Yeah, but it also can increase your appetite, depending on like what you want or something.
Really?
Basically, the CBD can do anything.
So I talked to Danilo. Danilo is a good friend of mine.
You get him on.
Yeah, he's a pharmacist, so he knows like pretty much the ins and outs of drugs down to the molecular structure of the drug. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he knows his shit. He's graduating this year actually. So, he's been at it for 6 years, so he kind of knows his shit. You know. We were talking about, he showed me the notes his professor gave him on CBD.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it, and pretty much what they found, this is from him, right, coming from his notes, was that all they know is that it blocks off your pain receptors.
Oh, okay.
That's all they know of so far. There hasn't been any more studies. I mean, he told me this, like, I think last year. So if anything has happened between now and then yeah, that's different. But this is information from back like a year ago, is that,
I mean, it sounds good to me.
They just block off your pain receptors.
If you're sore or something, like it's kind of like a better,
yeah,
I'd rather take that than Tylenol.
Some people swear by it, and some people that I've asked that use it, they don't think it does anything.
Dude, when I took it, so I have this pen because I'm doing like the redesigning for that company.
Yeah.
Have I told you about it?
No. Would you care to explain?
So this is kind of tangent, but I'm getting commissioned to, first I made a new CBD company, a logo, CB Dreaming. What?
Should you have said that?
Why?
Are they launched yet?
Not officially. It's not a secret.
Oh, okay. I don't know, dude.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm always like nervous about talking about business stuff.
I mean, whatever. People don't know who own it, so.
Yeah. So they're starting this thing, and they have like packaging that they want to base it off of. So like they're having me like look at this other merchandise and be like, oh, we want our thing here and this and that. So I'm like redesigning their products, for, like their gummies and like their dab pen or like the CBD pen.
That's pretty cool.
All that stuff. So, like, they gave me, like, all this free stuff just to look at, you know? Just, like, when I'm making the designs, so I can, like, look at it. But I was like, I'll try some of those out.
Let me get this clear. They gave you free CBD products just so you could look at the pictures and the labeling and all that shit.
And then I tried the pen.
That's awesome.
I don't want to eat, like, the gummies. Just, like, if you ask for them back, I'll be like, oh, I tried the pen. I'll buy that from you, you know?
Oh, so
I asked his son, I was like, can I use this? Because I'm friends with him. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, as long as like you don't destroy the packaging so you can still look at it. I was like, I don't know. He wasn't completely clear. But
what does that mean?
Because they gave me it for me to like focus on. So I don't want me like ripping the packaging open and like losing what it looks
just
like.
Just cut a little,
you know,
little hole in the corner of it.
No, like I'm not going to eat the gummies. I have the
Why
pen.
Not?
It comes out of a sleeve. But yeah, back to what I was saying.
So share your experience about CBD.
I've never had it before because I've just been like smoking weed my whole life. There, here and there, you know. But it was cool because, like, I mean, you don't smoke that much, but, like, whenever I'm really high, like, I get this thing, I need to, like, stretch my muscles, like, kind of, like, they feel like they're getting more oxygen or something. Something like that. I don't know. It's like, it's almost like you're sore and you feel like you need a stretch a little bit. They're not sore, but like, it's just, I get this feeling like I just want to stretch my body and like, my, and like squeeze my muscles and stuff. And like, I was doing that with CBD, but like my mind, it was almost like I was high, but my mind wasn't, you know?
That's interesting.
Like my mind was completely clear. There's nothing fogged up in it, you know?
That's awesome.
It was just like, and it was kind of relaxing me a little bit. I was just like, sitting in my bed, my iPad, Joe Rogan on the TV, or whoever, whatever I was watching. I was like, I'm chilling right now. I was a pen.
Yeah, dude. I've been trying to get my dad to, because he has bad arthritis in his in his shoulder and his, I don't know, he just has like regular old man aches, you know? Dude's like 60 years old, so. Yeah. And I've been trying to recommend him towards, I don't know, you can use like lotions, you can.
Yeah, dude, they gave me like a, it's like a deodorant stick.
Yeah, you can use
You put it on like muscles.
You can use a pen, you can use, you can, I think you can drink it.
Yeah, you can do anything.
Take gummies,
yeah.
Any form, really.
It's like a liquid thing. My cousins gave it to their dog, who's crazy. They give him like CBD droplets, and he chills out. He just walks. He's just like flying off the walls, and then he takes it. He's just like walking around, just like happy. And he's just chill. Like
that's awesome.
Two drops.
Yeah. I went to the Cape this weekend, and I went to a dog. I don't know where it was. It was a dog shop.
Yeah.
And they were selling CBD treats.
Yeah, I see them a lot more now, dude. When we went to New York in Connecticut, they had like weed like in bags right there, like at the counter, like just
that's
dime bags.
That's nuts.
It turns out it was CBD. Someone's like, "Oh, that's probably CBD weed." I'm like, "They make CBD weed?"
Well, I think,
but
isn't
that crazy?
They can just make the strain of it more CBD.
Yeah, I think you could probably increase the CBD more. You can, but like, wouldn't it always have a little bit of THC in?
Yeah, you got to watch out with some CBD products though. If you want to use them, you have
They'll have like 1-to-1s and yeah.
Yeah, you got to watch out for the ratios and like you got to make sure. I mean, this is if you don't want THC in it. You got to make sure it says zero THC because some of them come with traces of it and you might get high, like mentally high.
I wonder if this pen had a little bit of THC in.
Maybe.
Cause like,
check it out. Check out the packaging.
At least has like maybe a little bit. Maybe that's why I felt like a tiny bit high.
Mm-hmm.
But like still like. I feel like I would have felt it more because I was ripping it. I took like...
Ripping it, dude.
I was like ripping it, dude.
Dude, talking about ripping it, I really want to talk about the Juul story.
Yeah.
So if you guys haven't heard, I posted this thing on my Instagram. This kid, he's ripping like a, what, like four... I don't know how much he was Juuling a day. Like
two pods a day. Probably.
I don't know the exact amount, but his lung collapsed.
That was crazy.
That's fucking nuts, dude. This dude's lung collapsed. Okay, I don't know any... other background information. I don't know if this is just because of the Juul or
it has to be like either a weak body or he was like forcing it for like years because like you know maybe he just had bad lungs or something.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I think I heard this somewhere. I don't know who was talking about it, but they were just like they've been saying cigarette. I mean, when the cigarette came out, doctors were like, try this, it'll make you healthier.
Well, yeah, but that
what
was...
What the fuck? What the fuck?
They're not... No.
What the fuck, dude? Like, doctors were saying this, man.
I don't think you could say that's the same thing that's going on now with Juul. It's similar, and, like, you could... like.
But we already know because of the effects of
but look
the
how
cigarettes.
Much, how much more technology we have now.
That's also true.
Like, how much they've learned about nicotine. Like,
and we're still doing it.
Yeah. Well, nicotine doesn't... Other than addiction, which is, like, a bad side effect, but, like...
I mean...
There's no, like... Nothing, you know.
Nothing bad about it?
Addiction. I mean, spend your money and make you spend your money on it.
Tell that to the kid that ended up in the hospital.
I mean, yeah, I don't know enough about it.
And that's the second, like, big case that I've heard about it.
I saw like a newspaper on
time. I saw one. I heard of one before, but this one was more, more on social media.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nuts.
I didn't really look into it. I was like,
I saw it. I read it, and the dude was like, dude, you got to stop. You just got to stop, man.
Yeah.
Sucks.
When I, because I have mine, which I hate. Waste of money, but, you know, I get...
Think about it, dude.
Easily addicted to things. But
How much do you spend a week on just pods? Would you say you go through... You go through a whole pack a week? Like a whole...
A pack?
Four
well,
pods
no,
a week?
Well, no, because it's different because, like, a lot of mine that gets, like... used is from other people.
It gets stolen from you.
No. Like, this is the thing I hate the most about it, or it's up there, other than being addicted to it. But So I'll go out to like little parties, hanging out with everyone. I'll hit it, and then like someone's like, "Can I hear Jewel, Mike?" And they look at me, they're like, "Please." And I'm like, they don't even have to ask it, dude. And then they'll be hitting it, and then someone'll be like, "Oh, can I hit that?" And like they come to me like, "Oh, can I hit the Jewel after that?" I'm like, "Dude, get your own Jewel if you want it. If you're feeding for it so bad, like."
Yeah.
And so I'll bring one out, and the pod's gone. I'm like, dude, I spent money on this. Like, this is like my little fidget I have for when I'm bored. You know, it's like
my fidget,
dude. Literally, like, I fidget with stuff, and that's kind of like how I look at it. But
dude, fidget with it. A book.
No, I know. But my plan is, so I'm going to Scotland in 3 weeks, beginning of September. But I looked into it for like the Jewel stuff there, and so the percentage we have here is 5, and there it's 1.7%. It's like some law.
Nicotine?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So it'll be a lot less. I'll start getting them and then just slowly stop my addiction to it. Because at this point, I'm like addicted. Like, it's part of my chemistry now, you know, which is bad. But the only thing that sucks, dude, is like the reason why everyone has them is because everyone has them, you know? How can you quit when you everywhere you go out socially, everyone's ripping them?
It's that mental strength, man.
I know, but when, like, if you're already imagine if you were still, like, if you were addicted to it, it'd be hard.
I can name other things that people are addicted to that, I mean, I know why. Addiction's a tough thing to curb, dude. There's little things in my life that I think I'm addicted to that I really can't curb sometimes, but, so I understand. But I wanted to ask you, because I never got to the point of addiction with Jewel. I used to hit it every now and then, and you get, like, super lightheaded. But I didn't like it that much. I just didn't.
Yeah, even me, dude, like, you get a big-ass head rush, and then sometimes you hit in the morning, it's huge, and you're like, dude, this doesn't feel good. Like, I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to die.
Yeah, but, like,
you literally feel like you're passing out.
Yeah, no. It's just dopamine, dude. It's like your brain is just slowly.
What I was going to ask you was, what do you crave if you don't hit it for a long time?
You just crave hitting it. You know,
try to dive into that more. Like, what are you actually craving? Like, what do you feel? Not what are you actually craving? I'm sorry. The question was, what do you feel? Like, what is it you feel? Do you feel like an emotion? Do you feel like a physical feeling in your body?
Almost like anxiety, sort of.
Really?
Like, just craving, really. I don't get headaches.
So explain the craving.
It's just like, you just crave it. Like, you know what it feels like
don't
to crave something?
Don't use crave to describe craving.
You just want it, dude. You're just like, I need... what is it? I'm trying to think.
Take your time.
It's kind of like... Also, the other thing is like the fear of getting headaches or something, or the fear of getting cravings.
Oh.
So like you're trying to prevent that. So you're like, I need to hit this before I start craving it. That's how I am. Same thing with coffee. I'm like, I need a coffee before I start craving it.
That's crazy.
So it's not really like, And so I think that's my like kind of anxiety about it.
At this point, you're almost just like maintaining it.
Yeah.
You got to maintain yourself not getting a headache, because like if you don't hit it, you're going to get a headache.
Yeah. I'm like.
Same thing with coffee.
Yeah. And then like what happened, because like I tried quitting before just for a little bit, like I don't know, take a week off or something. And it'll be like, it happens like every 10 minutes. Like it'll happen for like 2 minutes, the craving.
You know, get what is it? A headache?
No, like the craving of it. Oh. And not every 10 minutes, but it'll go away in 10 minutes.
Oh.
It's like you have it, and then like you're thinking about it, and it'll go away. And you're like, oh, I'm fine now.
Yeah.
Or like if I'm out of pause or something, I'm trying to like time how long I'll go. Like,
seriously?
Because sometimes it just pops in your head, dude. You're like, where's my Jewel? Like,
that's so weird. I hate
it. Because like I'm fine with it with coffee, because like, I don't know. I love coffee. I was like, it doesn't bother
coffee's
me.
Coffee's not proven to be... I mean, people have been drinking coffee forever.
Yeah.
But I also think coffee's a huge addiction, dude. If my parents don't have coffee, if you don't have coffee, you guys get headaches.
I don't get headaches from it. Just, I mean, I probably would. But, like, even yesterday, I didn't have coffee all day.
Have you ever tried to stop?
No. I have no desire to. It doesn't bother me.
Really?
Jewel does. Cause it's a waste of money, and you look stupid, and it's not needed. And it's just like, I don't know.
It's kind of crazy, dude. People are literally addicted to nicotine for, I don't know, it's like kind of like just to be cool.
Yeah.
Or just to have fun.
Well, no,
because
it does like
fidget.
Chill you out a little, you know? Like, it just kind of, you have something that will give you instant good amount of dopamine.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
That's really dangerous. You can't keep feeding your brain dopamine, dude. You just can't.
That's true.
Which leads into a topic that I want to talk about.
All right. I have no idea what it is. Because I don't want to talk about topics like everyone wants me to.
Yeah.
We're just all just shooting the shit, dude.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about adversity, right?
Yeah.
Which kind of leads in, kind of comes from dopamine and whatnot and reward program for your brain naturally.
Wait, what did you say you want to talk about?
Adversity.
Okay.
So in my book that I was reading by Mark Manson, it's called Everything's Fucked. A book about hope. funny title, but.
But I see what he's saying.
What do you mean?
It's a good thing that everything's fucked.
Oh, just from the title you're talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, I get it.
Well, this kind of leads what, let me say it and then I'll make
it. It's kind of like what I was talking about.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
I agree with this 100%.
Do you want to explain it for those who don't understand?
No, you say, you're already starting us off.
Okay, so I was reading the book and it says, and this was just my notes from it, removing adversity just makes life worse in a sense. You shouldn't work towards not having adversity. Work towards having a better type of adversity.
Yeah.
So off the top of your head, it's like you don't, people think about like working their whole lives and like reaching the point of retirement and being like, okay, now I can put my feet up and not do a damn thing in the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think that should be your end goal, man.
Yeah.
Because as we know from Joe Rogan, you're the human body needs stimulation.
I know, cuz like that's like something I'm so into, like the whole us as like an animal rather than like
social, yeah.
Like we have like these things embedded into our DNA
yep.
due to like how we grew up as like these cavemen basically just like live like in the wild and like hunters and gatherers, all that stuff. Like I find that stuff super interesting.
Oh yeah, dude.
Like we haven't evolved really. Like
oh, we have evolved.
I mean, we have, but like just deep in our DNA, like so much hasn't changed. Like
I think it's so cool how we're almost like a machine.
Yeah, like we're designed to do this stuff.
Like, and the fight or flight feeling.
Yeah,
that is through years and yeah. years and years of evolution.
And it never, it's like
your body just developed the sense of either fighting in the moment or just fleeing.
And it's like things that are translated from like running away from like this tiger, and now it's like, do I run away from my boss who just caught me jerking off in the office?
Yeah, it's like it's like, dude, you don't like, you don't have those situations where you can bring that out anymore.
I know, but it I think it is, but it's just applied to like our society. It's the same things.
Yeah.
Like looking for stuff or like I would say people hate me saying this, but like
go ahead, say it, man.
Hunters and gatherers, like men, okay.
No, just say it, dude. It's an opinion. It's not. Yeah. It's not a fact.
I've just been like criticized for it, and I already know like the other side, and like understand it.
Yeah, but just explain the other side after you say it.
Like,
just say it. Go ahead.
I just know it'll piss some people off. Whatever. So if you were to take 100 men and 100 women, how many do you think would be good drivers and? Not drivers, but like, not drivers. Like, like knowing their way around, dude. Like directions.
Okay.
Every girlfriend I had, for the most part, asked me where to go. Where do I go? Which way am I? And I don't know if it's because men are like always want to be like more confident, and they're like, oh, I know where I'm going. That might be it. But I think there might be some. What? Okay.
I want to keep going.
All right. There might be some thing like embedded in our brain about like hunting and like a map, like are able to like know point A to point B, and like you can call it sexist and like, oh, this, I know I'm a girl, I know where to go, but like for the most part, like if you were to take 100 men or like 100 people, and I bet, I don't know.
Okay,
like,
let me,
you know,
let
what
me,
I'm saying.
Let me,
I'm trying
let
not
me,
to be like sexist.
Yeah,
and, like,
I
know there's outliers and like I know there's this and that, but I think there's something in a male brain that will know where they're going more, like how to navigate.
Let me put it into scientific terms or more. It's that back then, I think, is just primal instincts. This I'm talking about like when we were cavemen.
Yeah.
The women, I think this is proven, by the way, the women used to actually stay home and stay in the caves, right? And stay taking care of the children, the young ones, making food and stuff like that. And the men, and this is proven through facts, right? I'm not a sexist, or I'm not a bigot.
It's so easy to like get mad at, but it's
this is science.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with it, by the way. I mean, this is just how things were. And back then, the men used to go out and actually hunt the animals down. So I think, translating, I don't know if this is through evolution or not, but nowadays, maybe that's why some women don't have a great sense of direction.
Yeah, it's just, I've seen more.
That's kind of logical, isn't it?
Yeah, I think
I'm not trying to be sexist or anything like that,
yeah,
because
it
I know plenty
sense.
Of women, I know a bunch of women who are great at directions, you know what I mean?
And then it goes to, like, that's why women are better at caring for their boyfriends.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And, like,
dude,
created caring for a baby. And, like, men would be like, oh, I don't know what to do with this fucking
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I talked to this about to my therapist. My therapist was like, I don't know, we just got chatting. And then he was like, yeah, that's why women tend to be the nurturers.
Yeah.
They tend to understand feelings more. And
so I don't think, like,
you know what I mean?
It's, I don't
so
think
it goes.
It's sexist to call it, like, it's like, I'd rather be a better nurturer than, like, being able to drive to the store, you know?
Yeah, me too,
like,
dude. It's not trying to be sexist.
Don't feel, like,
like
offended by saying, like, oh, I know how to get away around better. Like, you know how to care
for
babies.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of women, dude, who fucking know how to go anywhere.
I'm just saying, like, I think there's something men have, like, some trait that, like, men can get around.
I think that's logical. From a logical standpoint,
I just find that stuff interesting.
I think it's pretty logical from a logical standpoint.
So, what we're talking about. Adversity.
Okay, yeah. I kind of got off track a little
bit,
but that was kind of good.
Yeah.
So I'll just read you the quote that I read in the book. Development psychology has long argued something similar, that protecting people from problems or adversity doesn't make them happier or more secure, right? It makes them more easily insecure.
Yeah.
So they're pretty much saying when you kind of drown out your problems and shit like that or try to get away from them, it'll make you insecure in a sense.
I totally agree.
A young person who has been sheltered from dealing with any challenges or injustices growing up will come up to find the slightest inconveniences of adult life intolerable. Make sense?
Yeah.
And will have the childish public meltdown to prove it.
It's like a paradox.
It is.
It's like when I have kids, like, you want them to have the best life. But if they're so sheltered and have the best life, they're going to be, like, shitheads and, like, not know how to deal with real life.
And that's why a lot of, I heard this somewhere. I'm not credible, sorry.
Yeah.
But I heard that, like, a lot of rich people who come out, like, people who come out the mud, you know, people who, like, rappers who, like, lived in mad hard poverty or soccer players or anyone from that matter who just came from, like, a hard-ass background, like, just struggling every day, their kids tend to develop into people who are like what we just talked about. Because the people who became successful, right, and came from the mud.
Wait, you're saying the people who pulled themselves up by the bootstraps have kids who are douchebags or kids that are good?
Kids that are, like, kind of douchebags in a way.
Just,
like,
I'm
you
just
know
wrapping
mean?
Up in, like, an easier term to say.
I don't know what the correct term. I mean,
no, I think.
What do they use for a term?
No, I think it'd be rich parents.
But the thing is that the rich parents, the guy who came out the mud, right? He's gonna be like, yo, I don't want my daughter to go through anything that I went through.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Seriously.
I want her to have the best life out there. I want her to not have to work the way I did my whole life. You know what I mean?
So what about rich parents then?
What are you talking about?
Like, I don't know. That would be a rich parent. Oh, I'm trying to think. What about someone who's born rich? You know. Someone who's born to, like, a wealthy family.
Huh.
What would their kids be like?
That's interesting.
I think.
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Well, it depends how they live their life. Like, if they grew up wealthy and then, like, they're wealthy parents still, I think it'd be. I don't know. It's too hard to put them all in a category.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think just if you start living. If you come from a wealthy family, I think you're bound to have a wealthy family in a way.
Not really.
You don't think so? Just because, like, I don't know, when your parents die, what are you gonna get? You're gonna get all the shit, you know what I mean? You're gonna get all the buildings they own.
Yeah,
you're gonna get,
like,
all the company they used to own or whatever.
Your parents stay alive longer than you, like,
think.
Yeah, you know, like,
yeah, they do.
It's not like when you move out your parents die and like, you get their money.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, dude, you pretty much, what I'm saying is that rich children, people who were born rich, they have an advantage.
Yeah.
That makes, I think that's pretty evident. You still have to put in the same amount of work, I think, but you probably don't have to go to the networking phase of just simply trying to find the right people, because I don't know, maybe you learn from your parents who the people are. Your parents introduce you to people they know and shit like that.
That quote is good though about adversity.
Yeah, I think it keeps going too.
Like, like the part about like creating your own adversity. You know, I read that. It was the first quote you said or something. It's the first. I don't know.
That protecting people from problems or adversity doesn't make them happier or more insecure.
No, it was like people are happier. Let me see.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm trying to, like, I'm a visual person.
A visual learner. Talked about that last week.
Did we? I don't even remember now.
Yeah. Some people talk, while you're trying to find it, some people talk to me like, they're like, oh, remember when you said this in the podcast? Yada, yada, yada. I'm like, dude, I don't remember that.
Yeah, someone was like, someone said,
see, you don't even remember.
I was like, what are you talking about?
I, like, I never said that? Said that.
He was like, oh, when you were in Vietnam or something. I was like, I said Vietnam?
Yeah.
Mosquitoes or something.
Yeah, I don't remember that. Dude, I feel like my memory is getting worse and worse, man.
I have horrible memory, dude.
I think it has something to do with our phones.
Yeah, I see that.
I really do think so.
Yeah, if you write everything down, think about how much you're not relying on your memory.
Yeah.
We're getting sidetracked. I don't necessarily want to get sidetracked.
Yeah, let me just continue reading the quote that I was going to talk about.
I forget what you said, but...
Okay, I'm just going to read the second quote. And then it goes on to saying, so on the contrary, it appears that perhaps by removing healthy adversity and challenge, people struggle even more. They become more selfish and more childish. They fail to develop... I can't read that part. Oh, they fail to develop and mature out of adolescence. They remain further removed from any virtue. They see mountains where they... This is confusing because I highlighted it and I can't really read it.
I think it...
Let me finish it. What up? Right. They see mountains where there are molehills, and they scream at each other as though the world were one endless steam of spilled milk. So they pretty much exemplify like a problem, like, you know
what
I mean?
Like a small problem, they make it the biggest.
They amplify it, sorry. Yeah.
It comes down to people who just like want everything to be perfect and like get upset when someone doesn't go their way. And
dude, that's the wrong way to go about it.
Yeah, it's just like,
I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but if you want everything to be perfect, dude,
you've heard it from
me. Keep trying your whole life because you're not going to get there, man.
You've told me before that like you're like, oh, I always noticed that like when someone sucks, you're just like, oh, whatever, I'll figure it out. And like, that's kind of how I look at it. Like,
yeah, dude.
There's always going to be something bad. You can't just like scream at the world and fucking smash your hands on your windshield.
Ah, my problems suck. Like, someone feel bad for me. Yada, yada, yada.
And like, no one's going to feel bad for you. And just suck it up. Like, it's life.
It's
like,
the sad truth, man. You know, no one's going to give you a handout. No one's going to fucking...
And when you go through you come out better on the end. So why not just go through it and like...
You're going to grow.
With that mindset that like you're going to come out happier in the end, then that erases the whole problem itself, because then you're not even upset the whole time, because you're just like, I just need to get through this and I'll be fine at the end. Like,
yeah,
nothing's permanent. It was just like, I don't know, it's just,
I agree. It's like people just want to take, this is just human nature. People want to take the easy way out. People love taking the easy way out, and that's embedded into our system. It's evolution, right?
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's evolution, man. But it comes to a point where we're talking about right now is that you need struggle, man. You need struggle to grow. You're not going to grow without struggle. It's impossible.
Yeah, you just be a...
It's impossible.
Sad, complainy person.
It's impossible.
And it's like, bad things happen to everyone, but it's like about how you deal with it. It's about how like you mentally deal with it.
I mean, of course there's people who are just dealt the wrong cards.
Yeah, no, I was going to say that too. Like, you know, I come from a privileged family, like somewhat, relatively. Like, I don't know, we're not rich. We don't have... But like, you know, I have a neutral plate.
Yeah, I mean, and that's also your perspective as well, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's people that are probably way richer than you were. I don't know.
I think I'm, like, really in the middle, like, just middle-class white kid, like, and I weigh more than a lot of people. But, like, I'm just thinking about, like, people, like, in really bad neighborhoods, you know? Like, think about growing up in Chicago where, like, your friends get shot all the time.
Yeah, dude, we're living in paradise, man.
Literally. I think it all the time, dude. I'm so lucky. Like,
hell yeah.
I have forearms. I mean, I have two arms, two legs, a brain that works, and like I have nothing wrong with me. I think about it all the time, dude.
Yeah, man. Imagine how different your life would be if you didn't have an arm.
Yeah. And it happens. Like,
I mean, not that it would be like crazy different, but it's just that simple thing of having an arm. And even then, when people were, or I mean, someone who gets their arm bit off or some shit like that, they learn to accept it. What?
Extreme. Your arm get bit off.
I don't know. The first person who popped into my mind is the girl from Soul Surfer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. They got bit off by a shark. And like, people eventually like learn to accept it, and they can even like figure out how to do the same things they were doing before. It's almost like they didn't even need an arm.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
And like they could be just as happy as like.
Yeah. It's all about your perspective, man. Literally, I think it's all about your perspective.
Like you could be in the worst situation and be happy. I mean, there's times where like you know, you're going to get sad and like it's normal.
And you need those times.
Yeah.
Man.
You need to like.
You need those times as a human.
Yeah. I'm not saying like you need to be happy when something bad is happening, but like just be okay. You know, don't fucking think the world's ending.
I'll put that into better terms. Ready?
Yeah, you always seem to
embrace the suck.
Yeah,
embrace the suck. Sometimes shit just fucking sucks, dude, and you gotta power through it.
That's what I mean. Like, embrace that something bad is happening, and you're like, oh, it's come out the end smarter and better. And like,
yeah, just take it one step at a time. Take
if you
one
can get through that. What else can you get through?
Yeah, just one foot in front of the other, dude. Like, it just. Yeah. I mean, nothing's gonna. If everything was easy, everyone would do it.
I know.
My boss says that all the time to me. It's like, dude. We're electricians, like, get paid good. He's like, this is him talking. He's like, I get paid good money, but, like, I get paid good money because not a lot of people can do it.
Yeah.
If it was easy, everyone would do it.
I know. That goes to, like, people who are like, oh, Mike, you're so lucky. You have a talent. And, like, I have nothing.
Bullshit.
I'm like, dude, first of all, it's not like a – I mean, sure, I was born with, like, maybe a gene that, like, helps you learn it faster, maybe. At the most, but
bullshit,
like,
man.
I've been
bullshit.
Drawing my whole life, and it's not like I was like drawing like fucking Mona Lisas next to like kindergartners, you know? Yeah. Like, you couldn't tell the difference between me in kindergarten and another kindergartner.
Yep.
And it's just because I just kept going at it, and like, just put your time into like what you want to get good at.
That's literally all it is, man.
I hate like how cliche it is, but like, practice literally is everything.
And you're practicing your art every single fucking
day. Every single day. Like, up to 8 hours a day, maybe.
That's
like,
crazy, see? See, and you ask that person, dude. You ask, I don't know, whoever says that to you, you ask them, what do you do for 8 hours a day?
Yeah, Netflix, you know?
Exactly.
Like,
it's like, I mean, I'm also, I feel like I'm like that sometimes, too. I'm like, oh, this person's so lucky.
Yeah.
They were born into a rich family, you know what I mean?
Like, athletic or like, but you can make shit happen, you know?
Yeah, man, you gotta just, there's gonna be people that have lots of talents, you know what I mean? That are way more talented than you, but it just means you gotta put in extra work, I think.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, I don't know. I'm short, right? And whenever I used to play soccer, I mean, I'm not that short. I'm 5'6". But whenever I used to play soccer, yeah, fuck off, dude. Don't rub it in, you fucking Viking-blooded giant. And, like, we used to go, like, I used to play midfield, right? And whenever I used to go up for a header, usually dudes are bigger than me, right? But I just figured out a way around it. So what would I do? I'd pretty much secretly, it's not the correct way to do it, but like when they would jump, I'd also jump, but I'd kind of push them with my body. So if they jumped first, I would push them a little bit. So they'd get like away from the ball.
You learn how to deal with it.
Yeah, you learn how to deal with it. You always can't play by the rules too, but.
I'm trying to think like other things.
But that's the way I got around of not being short.
For some reason, like adversity, like. You know what I'm saying? It was something about, like, creating your own adversity, something hard.
Yeah.
And I feel like that goes to, like, me, like, building my car, as stupid as it sounds.
Yeah. No, it's not stupid.
Because, like, one of the hardest things we've had to do, so much time.
And it's just, like, one thing doesn't work. Yeah. Oh, I got to do this.
There's a bunny. No. It's a bunny.
Dude, now there's a bunny on the fucking podcast.
Wait, I'm going to grab beer.
Dude, what the fuck, man? What is up with these fucking animals? Well, where'd he go now? Yo, look out for the skunk. No, I'll just keep talking to Mike. Mike's going to go get a beer. Yes, please. Yes, I would like one. I would like a Modelo. But yeah, adversity, man. Adversity is much needed. I think it's a great thing. And if you're trying to get away from it, if you're trying to live that life of just, I don't know, just sitting down and and watching Netflix all day, guess what? You're not going to like it after a few hours, man. I mean, maybe you might watch like a whole season, but after like third day, you might be like, dude, this sucks. You know, this fucking blows. Why? Because the human body needs stimulation. It needs to be stimulated. And that's just through evolution. Thank you, Mike.
Facts. But it's true. It's like...
And I was going to talk about creating your own... You were talking about creating your own adversity, right?
Yeah, so how I think about it, like how I'm related to my car, is like basically... I don't know. I don't know if it's because I had like time to do it or like I didn't have that much going on in my life. So I was like, you know, I'm going to swap my motor and put a turbo motor in.
But you decided this before you even...
Yeah, before I realized how hard it was going to be.
Yeah.
But then it's kind of just like stressing me out with like, oh, I need to get it done by this time. And like, oh, dude, I need to pull up another $400 like out of my ass. And it's just like being able to do that, like... teaches you that if you set your mind to something, you can get it done. I'm yeah. trying to see how that can relate to
no it adversity. Is it's just the adversity of having yeah, just, to deal with the whole thing yeah. having to deal with like damn I don't have this part and it's gonna something take that, me another week to do it
something
you know?
That looks impossible like I literally pulled my transmission and the rear end the brakes every mechanical part of the car into the car and if you told me that beforehand they're like oh you need to pull every single thing out like, what, dude? That's impossible.
You probably wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, because remember, yeah. like, SDI swap, you need the brakes. You need the whole yep. everything. Yep. I was like, dude, I'm not doing all that. My dirt lawn.
And guess what?
Fucking did that, basically, just yeah, with you did smaller the, motor.
You
yeah.
did the whole thing.
I know. On jack stands with no power tools, and it's just like...
In the dirt.
Yeah.
In the fucking dirt. And my man's was in the dirt.
Create and, like, spending, like, 8 hours a day, like, every weekend, like...
Just wrenching.
Wrenching, dude, and yeah. like not really knowing what I'm doing, but like you just go into a problem, you're like, fuck, dude, I need to do this today.
Look, you didn't like, know shit, but get, you now you do.
trying to put like the rear like subframe up, like using like 5 jack stands like underneath the car, like it was just, I don't know, it was just mad hard
it's,
to do.
It sucks, just right?
Like, yeah, but it's kind of like, oh, if I could do that, now it's teaching me like, oh, when I get a house, I'll be able to like tear my room apart and like. Put a new flow. Yeah, just
you
like,
just become handy. Like yeah, in that like, specific example, you learn yeah. how to become handy. You learn how to just deal with stuff. And subconsciously, it's just like you said, it's teaching you how to set your mind to yeah. something and fucking finish and it. You said you were gonna get it done, and you're getting yeah. it done. You know.
And it's just like you tell yourself you can do it. You set a goal, even if it's like smaller goals, to lead up to like a bigger one. But like, I don't know. It's something hard, and you just kind of keep poking away at it. And yep. then when you finish, you're like, wow, I just did all that. Like.
Yeah,
it makes you feel good. There's not, like no better feeling than like doing like a big project. Yeah. It's like, so much better than just sitting inside and being fed grapes and having leaves waved at you.
Yeah, it's yeah. like fuck that shit, dude. I don't.
Yeah,
Joe. I heard it on Joe Rogan's podcast. I saw that thing you posted.
Yeah, that
and it's so true,
monologue.
Man. I don't. I've learned from through reading these books. I had a goal in the beginning of the year to read a book a month, right? And just from reading, just from starting this year, bro. I used to hate reading.
Yeah.
Just from starting this year. Well, there's another thing that I hated reading, right? And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to start reading.
Yeah.
Fucking best thing I ever did.
Yeah, I need to start doing that.
But what was this? I was going to say something.
Lazy, like staying inside.
From reading these books, they pretty much tell you to like, don't work towards a life of like, having no problems. Yeah. Work towards a life of having better problems. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like you're still gonna have problems regardless of the situation, bro.
Regardless of anything.
You don't think Kim Kardashian has problems?
For real.
You don't think Kanye West has problems?
I know.
You don't think fucking the richest, biggest investor in the world, Warren Buffett, has problems? He has problems. Of course he has problems. Yeah. But his problems are just better than what they were before.
And I wonder like say, hypothetically, you could, like, jump person to person. I wonder, like...
What do you mean?
Say, like, I have my body, my brain, and I were to, like, in my life, and I have my problems. And then, say, I jump into, like, Kanye West's body. I wonder which problems feel worse, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if... Comparing it to, like, mine, I wonder, like, if having money makes it easier. But, like, or worse, you know, because you're like under the spotlight all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, it might be either magnified or might be less because you have the money behind. You're like, oh, at the end of the day, I still have like my family and my money.
Yeah.
Which would take away a lot of problems, being able to like.
Oh, yeah, man.
Like, not having money sucks, you know?
I could kind of jump that off into another topic. People always seem to think that just getting more money is eventually going to cure their problems.
Right? It's a hard thing because, like, it would get rid of a lot of problems.
Yeah, but what happens when it gets rid of problems in the short term? I'm talking about 3 months. You're like, yeah, I can pay my car off. I can buy any car I want now. I can buy this now. I can pay off my house. I can do this. Yeah. I can do that. And then you buy bigger things. And eventually, hey, guess what? You're going to need more money to pay for those things. You know what I mean?
I realize that. I'm like, rich people just, they buy just more expensive stuff and they have the same problems. They still have to pay their car insurance and house insurance. It's just a bigger house.
Yeah, it's just a bigger house. And guess what? Costs more money.
Yeah.
It's more money coming out of their pocket. You just got to learn how to control it more.
I know. I wonder if it makes you happier to just save money, you know? Maybe it's not about just, like, getting $1 million. Maybe it's about someone teaching you how to not spend money on everything, you know? So you just have the extra money there.
Or just, like, not buying shit that you don't need.
Yeah, but that comes down to, like, self-discipline and stuff.
Yeah, that does. And that, I think a lot of rich people or famous people for that matter, I think the reason why they get to where they are today is
discipline.
Because of discipline.
Yeah.
No one wants
everything.
Everyone wants to be a fucking football player, right? Every guy wants to be a fucking soccer player, football player, whatever it is. Sports athlete, right? But no one wants to fucking put in the 8-hour practices.
Like the Kobe Bryant and LeBron James practice. Like like working out 3 AM, showering, lifting, like the Rock kind of discipline.
Even college students, dude. When the dudes play at college, hey man, they fucking live on and off that, like pretty much on the field, man. That's it. They just they go to practice. I might not know the most at this, but they go to practice and then right after practice they go fucking watch film. After they watch film, they fucking do all their homework and then like it's pretty strict, dude.
Have you ever thought about like? Sometimes I think I'm like, dude, I wonder like what would happen if I just put from like when I was younger, like all of my energy into like MMA or something, like boxing or like some kind of sport.
You'd be an MMA fighter.
I was like, dude, if you really just put all of your time into something.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of what I'm doing. It's like I'm more forced to do it now because like my commissions, like before I was doing commissions, I wasn't really making art that much.
Yeah.
But then, like, being forced to, like, having deadlines, being like, oh, I need this by Thursday, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, damn, I need to. I'm like, no one hang out with me. I can't even leave my room today.
There you go. It's
like,
discipline.
It's just, like, let me sit down. Podcast changed my life on that. Because, like, before, it would just be, like, listen to, like, fucking music. And it just gets old. And you just be like, I need to go talk to I need to hear someone talking. Like, that's why I like podcasts. You just throw it on when you're not doing anything.
I love podcasts, dude. It changed my life, dude. I listen to it on the way to work almost every single morning. And I usually listen to Joe Rogan or I listen to King and the Sting. Pretty funny podcast.
So funny.
It's ridiculously funny.
Honestly, Theo Vaughn is the funniest comedian I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah.
Like, cracks me up. I'll record some of his podcasts and send it to people and be like, dude, this shit's so funny.
And then I'll listen to like who else do I listen to?
Aubrey Marcus. I like his.
Oh yeah, Aubrey Marcus. He's like a very intellectual person. Yeah,
I like his because it's like, you know, he has similar podcasts like some of Joe Rogan's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that kind of like
he has the same people on.
Like yeah, so. But I think he has like a more concentrated
version
of a Joe Rogan podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'll be like about like changing your life and like motivational like your brain and stuff like that. And Joe Rogan has a lot of those, but like I think Aubrey Marcus is like that concentrated area. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the one with both of them?
Yes, it's amazing.
Yeah.
If you guys want to listen to a good one, Joe Rogan and Aubrey Marcus on AMP or AMP podcast. Yeah, Aubrey Marcus podcast. Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Those are
great podcast. But yeah, dude. Podcasts are awesome. I listen to it in the morning to work, or maybe learn a few things or two, or just listen to something that could have made my day better. I think it's awesome.
And, you know? Like, I used to listen to it on YouTube, and what I liked.
Like watch it on YouTube?
I'll just put it next to me, whatever I'm doing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, kind of, you can look at it if they bring up a photo or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, I like it because it forces you to be off your phone. Because you can't exit the app.
That's true.
And that helped me work so much better because then I'd be, like, just focusing. I'm like, I can't use my phone.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't check my group chats. If I just let it play, I'm like, get on my phone, I get distracted.
Yeah.
But then I started using the actual podcast app and got out of that habit.
Yeah, you can use your phone again.
I mean, sometimes I do, but, like, I don't know. I got used to, like, being just focused on what I'm doing and not using my phone.
Dude, let's talk about using phones, right?
Dude, I've taught myself to not use my phone so much that it's, like, almost a problem.
That's good.
But, like,
it's a great problem.
It'll be, like, I get focused on whatever I'm doing, and then, like, I won't answer people. And I'll be like, sorry, dude, I'm not on my phone a lot.
That's okay.
I know.
That's awesome.
So it's, like, this fight. Like, Jess will get mad at me for, like, she's like, you need to get better about answering my texts. She's like, you're ignoring me. I'm like, dude, I'm not on my phone. I get distracted. Like, I've learned to, like, not live on my phone.
Yeah.
Like, I shouldn't be obligated to answer you. It's just a text message. Like, call me if something's important.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is what I think people are starting to forget is that
if
something's important and something's really, really important, you call, right?
Uh-huh. And it's not, like, I'm not ignoring anyone. I'm not, like, this malicious person.
Yeah.
Like, who's just like, oh, fuck that, I'm
like,
not answering.
It's fine to not answer text. But I get what she's saying, because, like, sometimes I'll ask a question, I'll text someone, and I'm like, dude, why isn't he answering?
No, I get it.
Or, you know what I mean? It's like, come on. We live in a day and age where, and this is me assuming, right? We live in a day and age where everyone has their phone on them at all fucking times. Mm-hmm. If I go to work and I don't have my phone on me, I freak out.
Yeah, you'd kind of need it on you. Like,
yeah.
Like, even today, like, I was in my room doing commissions. You're like, yo, like, I can pick you up. And you're like, oh, I'm coming now. And I had to charge my phone. Mm-hmm. I was like, do I leave my phone here? Bring it with me? Do I charge it outside the shower? Just in case he's there. I didn't know when you're going to get there.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
But I was like, oh, I'll shower quick.
Dude, I always think, like, dude, what the fuck was life like before phones?
I know. Like, how did people hang out?
Dude, people were just like, what did you do when you were bored?
See, dude, I've always thought about this. I think there's going to be a huge change with, like, adults in the next... our generation as adults, dude, because did I talk about this before?
No.
I might have talked about this with just us talking, but, like, our kid, like, kids who graduate high school, they still stay in contact. Yeah, I think we talked about this, but that was me.
Oh.
I don't know if I talked about this, but, like, we still group chats and everything, and it's, like, changing how friends are communicating.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I talked about this before. But, like, I don't know. I think adults are going to be different in the fact that, like, maybe we're going to be more social, you know? Like,
yeah, maybe.
Because before it would be, like, people you hang out with a lot. It comes down to, like, maybe 3 max friends for, like, adults. But now it's going to be, like, a group chat that stays active for...
years.
Yeah. Like, how long does a group chat last? Like, your whole life? Like, 10 years? Like, I don't know.
I think
mine's
it depends
going
how
forever.
Often. I think it depends how often you see that person in real life, though.
Yeah.
Because once you stop seeing them in real life, I think you just stop to lose contact.
Yeah.
Even if you have social contact, it's just not the same.
I know.
You know.
But, like, that social contact helps you hang out in real life more.
What do you mean, like the messaging?
Well, just like.
Like social media contact.
No, like if you're in a group chat with someone, you're going to hang out with them more than if you weren't in a group chat.
Yeah, because you can just communicate
real
quick. You don't have to plan with, like, everyone individually.
You don't have to go to their house and ring the doorbell and say to come to dinner on Friday.
But wasn't that cool, though, dude? Like, you remember being younger.
Yeah, I feel like we actually, like, we just made it where, like, we were kids with no phones.
We got the best of both worlds.
Yeah, we, like, rode our bikes around. We'd be like, oh, just show up to his house.
We're so lucky, dude. We're so lucky, man.
I know.
That's crazy.
Just be nervous, like walk up.
Like, and, like, me and my neighbors, me, Gabe, Daniel, this kid lives down the street, David. Like, we just all, like, every single summer, just, like, get on the bikes and just do something, you know? Like, and kids, like, don't really do that nowadays, man.
I had my house, and, like, Will lived across the street, and then my friend Nick lived, like, across the street and just through the woods. There's, like, a path.
Yeah.
And, like, they would just come over to my house, open the door, be like, yo, what's up? And we just hang out, like, all day and, like, ride our bikes around. And, like, kids aren't doing that now.
Not really, man.
They FaceTime
not.
Each other from their mom's iPad. Like,
yo, you want to play Fortnite?
Yeah. Yo, get on Fortnite.
Yeah, get on Fortnite, bro.
Get on Fortnite. I just got some monster.
Yeah, bro. I just got a new pack. I just opened up. I got new, what are the little coins called?
Fortnite?
Yeah.
No clue.
I just got like a new pack of coins and like I can buy like mad skins now,
yeah,
bro.
Oh my god.
Dude, video games are fun though.
I like video games. It's like meditation. That's how I look at it.
I'm glad I stopped though. I'm really glad I stopped.
I'm not like I have no addictive like video game like, but I appreciate like when I was at school, I wasn't like going out or anything. I would just kind of like go to class, be working all day, and like say if it's finished early, I'm just like, oh, what do I do now? I'm like, oh, I can just go like chill, play some Xbox. Like, I was playing like Red Dead or like Forza, and it's cool because like you just kind of completely zone out. You're just like in the game, and it's just easy. Like,
yeah, that's
I think it's
to
good
like
to like just chill out sometimes. You don't have to be like so like focused on everything and trying to do something productive all the time. You can chill out and like your brain.
I remember when my anxiety was like really bad, I'd kind of lose video games as an escape.
Yeah,
because you're so connected and you're so like in the moment. Like you have to do something. You have to move. You have to.
Dude, Red Dead Redemption 2 was the best game I've ever played. It was literally like a movie. Like you're just like you get into this thing, like you know these characters, you're like walking around and it's like
it's crazy.
It's super realistic and you just completely forget that you're like playing a game.
Yeah.
It's like it feels good. It's I don't know. It's just dopamine and fucking
Video game is actually very it's like a good thing and I've heard that it's a scientifically proven through a study that it's better for your decision-making skills, and you become you become faster at making better decisions.
I can see it. It definitely.
I don't know if it's better decisions or decisions in general.
Well, have you seen about all this talk about video games causing like
mass shootings?
Yeah, which I think is so dumb.
I think that's dumb.
Yeah,
I think
that's stupid.
I think mass shootings is just we're fucked up as a society. We have a lot of mental health issues.
It is. I think it has a lot to do with like the SSRIs are given out and all this anti-anxiety and depression medicine. Like, that stuff's more dangerous than, like, I don't know. Like, this is, it's a hard topic. Because, like, you can't just take guns away from everyone.
But, dude, this
bottom
is the
line,
way, this
there's
is the
more
way
guns than people in the country. You
I don't,
like, imagine.
Really?
Yeah. Like, a quarter more.
Wow.
Yeah.
More Why guns. Do we need that many guns? This is the way I look at it. Ready? I don't want to get political because I don't want to get political on a fucking podcast.
We're not a political podcast.
Yeah,
but I think.
But listen to this. Ready?
It goes back to like the school shootings. That's why I'm kind of interested in it. Because like you kind of have to have an opinion on it.
Yeah. But what I was going to say is that, okay, I get that the. So what the Second Amendment was made for is to protect yourself from a tyrannic government.
Yeah.
And just so the U.S. citizen can protect himself from any.
Yeah, it's like.
Anything bad, right? He can have a form of protecting himself. But this law was made, this amendment was made when there were fucking muskets, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know what a musket is?
That's true, but it's kind of like.
Let me tell you a little something about the musket. A little muscarino.
Hold on.
Okay.
I don't know if this makes sense, but am I cutting you off?
No, go ahead.
I'm wondering how many people in this country were there. Like,
a whole lot less, I tell you that.
Yeah, a whole lot less, so.
1600s?
I wonder what the ratio would be between.
1700, like, actually.
So let me think about this.
So while you think about that, I'm going to explain something. So let me tell you a little bit something about the musket. A little muscarino.
Muscarino.
Mascherino.
Musky.
Well, musky. Dusty musky nowadays
dusky
because
musky.
No one. Dusty musky. Dusty. What's it called? Dusty musky.
Dusty musky boy.
Dusty musky nowadays because no one uses it because it takes a fucking 3 minutes to reload. You can stand 50 feet away from someone and you have somewhat of a chance of shooting them. Right? It's a round lead bullet. Right? It's not even like a. Doesn't look like a bullet nowadays. It's literally like a marble, a lead marble. Right?
Hold on to the thought. I just realized what I was trying to say.
Okay. And so that amendment was made at that time, right? So I think it'd be fair to say that that amendment was applied to those guns. So maybe we need a change in amendments because nowadays we have AR-15s, bro.
Yeah.
And the AR-15 is only designed to what? To kill people. It's not for hunting. It's not for, it could be used for recreation, but. I mean, it was designed to kill people.
Yeah.
That's why it was designed. You
know
what I mean?
What I'm thinking is, so say it was 1700s, whenever the fuck they intended to have the amendment written, they had muskets. So this is written so that the government doesn't knock on your door and take your family and take everything you have, so there's no, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How many people would they send to your door if there's not that many people around? One or two? Back then?
I don't, they
wouldn't, like, nowadays, if, like, the government wanted to, like, come and take everyone, they'd be sending SWAT teams to every house. There'd be, like, 20 cops, you know? Like, there's so much more people.
There's not enough SWAT teams to take over, I don't know.
Yeah, there's not, but, like,
in America.
Theoretically, whatever. I'm just trying to see, like, does it make more sense to, back then, there's not as many people, there's not as much technology, there's not as much brains, like, you have a musket, that will protect you against people that are stupid, and there's not as many people. Now, like, we have all this technology, we have all these cops, we have all these cars, we have, like, so many people that, like, maybe if you had to protect yourself, you do need something more than just a musket, you know? I don't think AR-15s will ever be necessary.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I get what you're saying, but I'm not going against.
No, I see what you're saying. It was written that long ago.
Yeah, but
and, like, they didn't have AR-15s.
What I think is that AR-15s. I don't know if they're necessary.
They're not.
But I think you are allowed to have a handgun.
But
I think that's completely normal.
The argument is that if you take your AR-15s, they're gonna take the next, like,
okay,
strong gun and, like, they're just going to continue to crack down on guns. And the next thing, like, to take away AR-15s, they're going to start using Uzis at school shootings. They're going to start using, like, the next best, fastest shooting gun, you know?
Yeah.
And the
thing is, too, is that I've watched documentaries on how they get illegal guns here, like Colt 45s and shit like that. They're literally, like, made in the bumfuck of Thailand, bro. They make them there, and they somehow get smuggled into the U.S. So
how?
I don't know. I watched a sick ass documentary, dude.
Was it a private jet, maybe? Like, fucking.
Some millionaire is fucking smuggling on his private jet.
Dude, there's probably, like, a Pablo Escobar of guns out there.
Oh, yeah. 100%. We just haven't found him yet.
Yeah.
But what they did in this podcast is that they made. This podcast. In this documentary is whatever they make however they make the guns in Thailand, right? Or wherever it is. I don't even know if it's Thailand. But it's weird. It's like some crazy country. They make it so that the serial numbers from the gun, they're untraceable. Mm. That's why people buy them, right? Because, see, if I bought a gun from a gun market here, it's traceable, right? I know where it was sold. I know who has it, right? Because it's under someone's name, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know who sold it. Because, see, if I bought it, right, it's under my number, right? Yeah. And I sell it to you illegally, and you're buying it off of me at, better price without, you don't have a gun license, it comes under my name. So immediately they're going to find that out somehow, right? But these guns that come over, they're untraceable.
Yeah.
So my argument to taking out everyone's guns, like just taking away guns, plural.
Yeah.
Machine guns, pistols.
They're going to get here, like.
Muskets.
That's stupid, dude.
They're going to get here either way.
We've learned this with everything. Weed is literally in our face. Everyone still smokes weed.
Dude.
Alcohol, they tried to legalize it. It got worse. Like,
yeah, the prohibition. This is just acts of history, man.
Why don't people learn?
The prohibition.
And half the people who have all these guns are gun collectors, ex-military. They're not these crazy kids who get a hold of them.
Yeah.
Did you see...
But, I mean, dude, it's kind of crazy.
Did you see what Neil deGrasse Tyson tweeted? He was like, there's 34 people killed yesterday, but that's nothing compared to... 250 people who died in car accidents in the past 48 hours. The 400 people who died from alcohol. The 600 people who died from, like, mishaps to the hospital. Like, this whole list of, like, way more things that could have been avoided.
Yeah.
And, like, people got mad at him, and he, like, sent out an apology about it. But, like, I get what he was saying. He was just looking at it from, like, a scientist's point of view. Like,
yeah.
Like, just throwing up facts. He wasn't saying anything, like, emotional about it. He was just like, here's another way of thinking about it. Like, I know you're sad, like, all those people died who didn't have to.
But yeah, I get his side.
I thought it was interesting, like.
I get his point.
He's just saying, like, statistically, like, I don't know.
Statistically, people are going to die either way.
He should have said that not the day after.
Yeah, but, like, it's fucked. Yeah. So this is where my, I don't know how to say it.
Opinion? Or
my opinion about his tweet is. My view of his tweet is that. It's not more of people dying, bro, because we're all going to die some way, somehow. We don't know it.
It's unavoidable.
Right? It's just like, I'm actually kind of scared to go into a movie theater now. I'm not going to lie to you. The thought has popped into my mind.
But, see...
You know what I mean?
I'd be more... I'd feel more safe with there being laws for people to carry guns than... Because if no one could have a gun, right?
Bad guys are still going
to get them. Bad guys are still going to get them. Yep. And they're still... They might even feel better, like... They might feel safer, like, not safer, but, like, they might feel like they'll get their job done easier because there's less guns out there. He's like, no one's going to have a gun in there if they're illegal.
Yeah.
But if they are legal, then he's like, oh, I might get shot running right in. First guy, like, might have a gun.
Bro, you know? Drugs are illegal, dog.
Yeah, I think, now that I'm talking about
it. Go to any college party, dude.
I think it's stupid, dude. You can't get rid of guns.
You can't, dude. It's still going to be come in either way.
And you can't get rid of them. How
are you going to get rid of them?
They already have them. Everyone who has them, you can't go knock on everyone's door.
Give me back your gun.
Give me your gun. And they're like, I don't have anything. Like, all right.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know, dude. It's kind of a touchy subject. I hate talking about political shit, but it's interesting. It's an interesting subject.
I just think it's important because, like, there are all these kids dying, and like,
yeah,
it's
I think
horrible.
So too. And I think it's just it is terrorism. It worked on me. They terrorized me. I get scared when I go into
like,
a mall.
If I had a kid, dude, and I sent him off to school, I'd be scared.
Yeah.
Like, when I become a dad, and if I was a dad at this point,
hell yeah,
I'd be scared shitless, dude. And like,
hell yeah,
how much anxiety that can give you.
Hell yeah,
if you hear about one of the, what if one's like the next town over? You're like, holy shit, like. What do you do?
Dude, we had one right in the next state in Connecticut. Remember Sandy Hook?
They're making...
That's crazy.
I've seen them make bulletproof backpacks.
See, dude?
Yeah, that's scary, dude.
Fucking companies are probably enjoying this.
I think it comes down to like all these kids who either aren't prescribed, not treated. Because I don't think you should just give everyone all these...
Drugs?
Antidepressant. Like, that stuff's not good for you. Like, you know what I heard once that, so if you were to do like a point system of like depression, I don't know that much about this, but I'm just going to say like what I've heard that like, so if someone's depressed, you give them like an anti-depression medicine, it gives you like 2 points up, a little bit happier, it gives you like a little boost.
Oh, like on a happiness scale?
Yeah. And then, but if you were to like start working out or... do something that's, like, really healthy. Like, you know, you go out, walk your dog. Like, that gives you, like, 15 or 20, like, something a lot more than just 2. It gives you, like, so much more. And, like, they have this, like, down to, like, a scale, like, the people who make this stuff.
So this is, like, a study you heard this from?
Yeah. Like...
Wow.
I think I heard it on a podcast or something. But I think I looked into it, too. I started, like, Googling about it. Because it's kind of interesting. Like, why... I don't think... I feel like people should try to put in... I don't know. It's hard because, like, I've never been, like, had... been diagnosed with depression, so I don't know, because I've heard that it's like really you can't get yourself out of it, you know, so
yeah,
it's kind of like
tough, man. I mean, I'll tell you from an anxiety point of view, I'm free to open, I'm open to talk to about anxiety, dude. I don't really care. So the whole thing is that like it's just like a constant struggle. It's a constant thing that's I kind of explain it for you, but it's like, for me at least, I'm speaking on personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a constant thing that's in your brain and like you can't really get away from it. And you're just in your thoughts and you want to get out and you really want to get away from it. But you just can't find anything to get away. You might find a thing or two here and there, but you can't get away with it from it. Somehow, some way, it's just there. I think the rate of anxiety and depression has risen a lot. I think it's a connection to social media.
Yeah, I was
gonna
say phones, like.
And this is not just me talking out my ass. This is my therapist saying this, dude. Like, he's like, yeah, dude. I think there's a huge connection to it. A huge mob of people just comparing their lives to other people and getting sad and or getting depressed and being anxious. Like, oh, I don't know why my life's not like that and.
That's why
stuff like that, and I think that's why my that's what my anxiety kind of stemmed from, a little bit.
That's why I think podcasts are important, because you're hearing like a long conversation with someone, and like you don't really get that much.
Yeah,
you usually get like little bursts or like a tweet, you know.
Yeah,
you can't get like you can't start to understand how someone thinks and feels and like what they go through, and like I don't know, it makes you feel like. Not the only person dealing with stuff yeah, that everyone dude. Deals and, with, you know?
And I'll tell you straight out, I actually talked to someone about, someone kind of, not called me out, but they were like, damn, dude, you actually said you talked to your therapist on, the podcast. And I was like, hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
Why? Why wouldn't I? If I can help one more person,
That's true. Being, super honest about
Just be honest yourself, about it, you know what I mean? Just being, it's okay to go to therapist, dude. I think it's the best thing that ever happened to me. Yeah. Ever since I got anxiety. I didn't know. I fucking went. I tried to do a lot of self-help books and shit like that, and which were beneficial, helped me out a lot, but I just couldn't do it without the help of someone else.
Is it just
it just turns on it, yeah.
Is it just the comfort of talking to someone and just letting it all out?
You know what it is? It's understanding what it is and understanding where it stems from and understanding, uncovering it and actually asking yourself these questions about your life that you don't ask yourself. It's asking yourself questions I can't tell you off the top of my head, but just uncovering the truth that you don't tell yourself and just talking about subjects you'd never thought about and shit like that. You know what I mean?
I feel like I deal with that. I'll have something bad happen to me or something, and I just bottle in. And I'm just I'll deal with it. Subi.
Yeah.
No, but I don't know. I think that's what one of my problems are. If something bad happens, I'm just whatever. I'll get through it.
Yeah.
Which, helps me in some way because I don't let it affect me, but it's also, if something really bad happens, you know.
You'll get emotional about it?
It's in there, but I don't really let it out.
And I'm not saying emotional in a bad way. I'm using emotional as the proper way to use it. Emotional can, it's not just about sadness. Emotional can mean happy. It can mean sad. Yeah. It can mean anything in between.
And I think it's all related.
Yeah, it is.
I'm never just sad about something. Usually just, anger or.
It's a lot of interesting feelings. But yeah, dude, talking about having a therapist and shit, dude, I think it's, if I can help one more person, I don't know, talk to a therapist, maybe get the balls to talk to a therapist and be damn.
It's hard though.
If he's openly talking about it, then why shouldn't I go? You know what I mean?
It's hard. I feel like a lot of people don't know where to start with that. Cause they can be expensive or where to even go.
The worst thing I did. Yeah. It can be expensive, but we have health insurance, man. Some people have health insurance. If you don't, there's a lot of volunteer therapists.
Oh, really?
Out there, yeah.
School therapists, yeah.
Yeah, there's volunteers. But the worst thing I ever did about it was trying to diagnose myself and being like, what does this mean? What does this mean on Google? And it was literally the worst thing I did for myself. I thought I was like, yeah, I'm curing it. It worked. But no, that shit didn't work, dude. Fuck that. Look at that, dude. Did not work.
Yeah, I don't think diagnosing anything on Google is smart.
Yeah. I think it's the worst thing you could do.
Excuse me, I burped.
But I don't know. Looking at this anxiety whole thing that I'm dealing with anxiety, it's I'm not going to say I enjoy it, but I will say that it has helped me learn more about myself.
Yeah.
And helped me grow as a person.
It's adversity.
It's adversity in a way.
Yeah.
It's just your mindset about it.
The only thing... Am I cutting you off?
Yeah, go ahead.
The only thing I can relate it to, because I don't have I don't really get anxiety. I've had it. I know what it is.
Yeah.
And it's kind of just weird bursts of stress for no reason. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't even know if it's that true, but I was diagnosed with ADD when I was younger. Mm-hmm. I was prescribed Ritalin, Adderall, that stuff.
Yeah.
But I stopped taking it. Just the way it made me feel socially.
Yeah.
You've took it, right?
I never got to take it because my mom always was like, no, you're not taking that shit.
I hate it. I mean, it worked, dude. I fucking powered through my work and I was either super focused on my drawings in class and make these crazy intricate drawings.
Yeah.
Which would get me in trouble a little bit because I should be doing something else. But I would power through my work. I was in geometry fucking... With these little slips of the first walk in, just doing them mad quick, and I'm like, "Come on, guys, you don't get it." And that would
Mark's
never be me.
Genius.
Yeah. No, literally, I'm
Mark's
not good.
You took the limitless pill.
Literally, dude, it's what it like. I was bad at math, and I get in geometry, and I had an A minus in it, and then I failed algebra 2.
Yeah,
That just shows.
Mike, you made a great improvement in this class. Yeah, I started taking some drugs.
For real. No, literally, but the thing is, it. Takes that positive part, but then there's that much negative to it.
Yeah.
I couldn't even laugh. We sit at lunch and I couldn't, my face would feel weird when I start to laugh, dude.
Really?
And I couldn't have a personality. I couldn't make jokes. I'd feel too awkward. Because you're so like analyze it. You're just like so like hyper
self-conscious.
Yeah, you get like, you're so much. You're like, oh, if I say this, like, what's gonna happen? Are they gonna think of me this way? Like, you're just like so.
Yeah.
You're just like so awkward and self-conscious and weird. I hated it, and like it took away my personality. You become like a zombie.
And, like, and you're not the first person to say that. I've actually, a lot of people have told me that before.
I mean, I've heard that, like, other, because I didn't even take actual Adderall. I took Ritalin and Concerta and, like, a few other things.
It's a different type of drug.
Yeah, and, like, I've heard, like, Adderall isn't as bad about that. But still, like, I've taken Adderall, like, once or twice, like, for a paper from, like, my brother or something. And it's still the same thing. You get this, like, crazy euphoric feeling when you first take it, which you get addicted to. It was hard to stop, dude.
Really?
Yeah, because I started stopping on my own. And it was actually hard. I was like, dude, why does my brain just want this stuff that I don't even want? But then, like, I just kind of, like, slowly got off it. And then I finally told, like, the therapist lady I had. Or was it a psychologist? I don't know. Whoever prescribes it.
Yeah.
That I didn't want to take it. She's like, all right, that's fine. And,
yeah.
But, I don't know. I still kind of deal with it. Like, getting distracted. Or, like, not being able to, like, pay attention to something.
I think I don't know. I get distracted very easily.
Yeah, me too. It's bad.
It's bad, but dude, I'm gonna fucking deal with it. I'm gonna take some drug.
Me too. That's how I am.
I'm not gonna do it, man. That's my. I don't know.
I realize coffee helps with mine.
Really?
Like, yeah. It's like, I just think being a little bit more awake with something.
Yeah. Concentrate you.
Yeah, and it kind of chills me out a bit.
I wish I was that way with coffee.
I love coffee.
It fucks me up. It's like an actual drug.
See, with me, I need a lot to feel something. That's why I need to get large iced coffees.
You're a big man.
With a turbo shot,
How much do you weigh? Like, fuck, you're how tall are you?
6'3".
How much you weigh?
200.
Yeah, you're a big guy, dude.
I fluctuate.
You're a big guy. You need more things.
I know, I realize, because, like, I've took it for a while, and I just have, like, mediums and stuff, and, like, have sips. I'm like, this doesn't do anything. But then as soon as I get, like, a large, like, a turbo shot, I'm like, oh, this is good.
This is yummy.
Sometimes you can feel it, dude. You're like, oh, this is hitting. Like,
wow.
Yeah. It's hitting good.
Dude, I wanted to touch upon, I heard Kanye West say, because he went to through a whole mental thing, remember?
Yeah. He's open about it, too.
Yeah, he's open about it.
That's why I want him on Joe Rogan, but.
And I haven't met, oh, yeah, me too. I want him on Joe Rogan so bad.
It's not going to happen.
But I think that's helped, just him being open about it has helped a lot of people. I don't know, maybe.
Same with Kid Cudi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I think that's another thing too. I think a lot of rappers are like that. Like, just think about how many like Lil Peep and like Juice WRLD are talking about like being sad boys, you know? That's like their thing.
Yeah.
And like, it kind of becomes like this, like, I don't know, not the best thing to hear all the time, but like, I think having them be more emotional than just like, I got money, bitches.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
because, dude, this is shit. People deal with it on a day-to-day basis, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And, like, heartbreaks and stuff. And, like, more rappers are talking about that stuff.
Yeah.
Which arguably comes from Kanye, 808s and Heartbreak. That was the first, like, soft rap album. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He was, like, the one. It wasn't, like, a thing before that.
Wow. But I wanted to talk about he called his whole mental, his mental issue or whatever he had. Yeah. I don't know what it was.
Psychotic, like. Something he's like,
I have no idea what it was. He called it the breakthrough.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. He called it his breakthrough. That's how I kind of relate to it now, man.
Through suffering comes wisdom. That's pathos.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, there's light at the end of the tunnel.
That's how I look. That's like one of my things I go by.
Yeah.
The suffering, dude, you'd come out wiser.
You do. And like, ever since I didn't understand that back then, but now that I've gotten through it and like kind of know. I mean, I still deal with it from time to time, but, like, I know how to deal with it. I know.
You get more used to it when you're more, like.
Yeah.
When you indulge in it fully.
Yeah.
You, like, just recognize it more.
Yeah. And, like, when he said, like, that's my breakthrough, like, that was the breakthrough, it's like, he called it his superpower, too, for some reason. I don't know why, but he did. And I can, like, I can kind of agree, dude, because, like, ever since it happened to me, I've been on this quest, some quest, dude, to, like, just learn about myself and to.
Which is good, dude.
Just to, like, figure out a way how to fix it, and like through learning how to fix it comes learning how to fix other things and how to become a better person and shit, you know what I mean?
It's a journey.
It is, dude. And I was like, damn, I relate to that now, but back then I didn't.
Which you probably, I feel like if you, as soon as you start, like, I don't know what you call it, because like I've talked to you about it before, I'm like, oh, like there's this way like of thinking that I started getting into, and like I recognize you started getting into.
What do you mean?
Just like this way of thinking about like yourself and like meaning behind life and like something more than just, I don't know, like being human rather than just like, oh, I have school this week. Oh, my girlfriend did this. Like, you know, like you kind of take yourself out of like your everyday.
Yeah.
And you're more about like, oh, how can I be a better person? And like,
wait, you're saying I do this?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I think ever since the whole thing happened, I think that's like, how I've been.
I've started thinking that way, like, throughout my life.
Yeah.
And then I see, like, other people have it too.
Yeah.
You know?
Got to surround yourself with people like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, man. I've been on that hunt too.
Yeah.
I'm just surrounding myself with people with like minds and fucking goals and just fucking want to take on the world.
Yeah,
I want to grab the world by the balls, man, and just fucking make it your bitch.
You gotta take that life and fucking put her over the sink smack her ass.
Yeah, man.
No,
it's
but
just,
seriously, like,
life's a crazy journey. Dude, I'm only 20 years old, and like, I feel like,
I know.
I don't know, man. Like,
you still don't know shit, but
I still don't know shit, dude. Yeah, but like, I feel like I know a lot already. But like, I know like when I'm 40, I'm gonna be like, damn, that was such a fucking idiot back
then,
dude.
That's what I mean. Like, some people are like, oh, we're already 20. Like, we're going to have babies soon. We're going to get married soon. Our life's almost over. Like,
what?
Like, no, dude.
We're going to be 80 years old one day.
Think about a loading screen. If you were watching a loading screen for however long, it's only at 20% of like 100, roughly.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, fuck, dude, this shit's going to take forever. Like,
right, dude? Yeah, think about it that way.
Yeah, that's how I look. When I turned 20, I was like, damn, this is kind of like 20%, maybe like 25%.
Yeah.
Like, no, not even 22. Like, you die like 70. 100?
I think 78 is the average age of death.
Yeah.
Or life expectancy. But I was talking to Pedro about it this weekend.
Yeah.
My boy Pedro. Shout out Pedro.
Pedro, get on here.
Yeah, Pedro, get on the podcast.
True.
And I was like, dude, it's kind of crazy. Like, it's sad to think that like I'm never gonna go back to high school again. I'm never gonna.
I know.
Never gonna do this again and that again. It's like, bro, I was like thinking, I'm like, damn, I'm really in this bitch, bro. Like, life's not a joke, bro.
That's crazy.
Well, it is a joke, but at the same time, it's not. You know what I mean? Like, there's two sides to the story.
Yeah, that's true. There's two ways of looking at it. Like,
yeah, you can look at the past, or you can be excited for the future.
And it is kind of like, damn, like I'm starting my life soon. Like, I need to move out soon. Like, I need to do this and that.
Who says you need to move out soon?
I don't know, myself.
Okay.
I don't need to get out.
I don't know. Maybe you're taking that from society.
No.
No? Okay, good.
Surprisingly not. Like, I think that has gone away a little bit. I feel like 20 years ago, you'd have to move out by, like,
like 20 years ago, dude, people would, like, just kick their kids out.
Yeah, and, like, no one does that anymore, really.
No.
Because I feel like...
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point you bring up.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe some places they kick them out and people leave at 18, like... But, like, I always hear stories, like, people are, like, 40, like, yeah, I left my house at 16. I'm like,
that's crazy,
fuck?
Dude.
I'm like, I've never heard of that.
But, like, I got pulled over by a cop one time. Remember that time that me and Gabe got pulled over at your mini golf thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That was, like, almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, a week or two ago.
But, like, the cop was, like, I don't know, somehow me and the cop got, like, talking for, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I found my way of a ticket. But,
Annie P, let's keep talking.
I pretty much, he was, like, yeah, dude, when I turned 18, my dad looked my dad in the eye at the end of my birthday. Fucking, he shook my hand. He was like, all right, go on, live your life. That's kind of crazy, dude. People back then would just, like, leave their house at such a young, early age. But back then, it was really common. I think it was common to get, like, you know, married at a younger age. And, you know, I don't know if life expectancy was that much or as high as it is now. I believe it wasn't, because the more we progress and evolve, I think... through time, life expectancy goes up. But yeah, his dad just fucking kicked him out of the house, and they still had a good relationship from what I've heard. Like, he still talks to his dad and shit and whatnot, but like, that's just crazy to think of. Like, imagine you being kicked out of your house when you were 18. Like, dude, you don't, like, how you, like, where are you gonna come home when you, if you go to college, you know what I mean? Like, what are you gonna do? But college also wasn't a big thing back then, but you know, kind of crazy to think of. Back then, I think they were more into the trades, right? I'm pretty sure. People just did a lot more trades and go to college. Yeah, I think going to college was like a thing for the rich people, and like the, and I'm talking like the 1950s here. Yeah, college was going for the rich people and like the people who were fortunate enough, and like that's when I think people thought like going to college was like you need to go to college to be successful and shit like that. So yeah.
What are we talking about?
Mike's back. I was talking about how the dude kicked him out. His dad kicked him out of his house, the cop.
Yeah.
When he was 18. I'm like, I was like, dude, what? Imagine you being kicked out when you were 18. Yeah. And, like, imagine if you went to college.
I was 18, dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I was talking, like, about, like, back then people didn't go to college. So, like, it might have been easier to get into a trade and, like, actually start making some money for yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's kind of different time, different age.
Yeah, it is weird. Yeah. A lot of people don't move out because
of college.
Yeah, because they go to college.
Stay home.
And that, like, just creates, like, the norm where it's like, oh, everyone else is in their house. Well, I don't need to move out.
Yeah, you go to college when you're, like, 19, maybe 18, maybe 19.
19, yeah.
And you get, well, you're still living at home for, like, yeah, so like 23, 24. But then you probably live home a little bit more because you're still trying to find a job. So, like, 25, maybe 26.
That's weird.
Maybe move out at 27. I don't know, maybe, but.
Yeah, but also a lot of people, like, move out when they're in college.
But that's just societal norms, you know what I mean? That's, yeah, like, I'm not saying it's a bad thing to live with your parents until you're 30 or whatever. But I want to live with my parents for as long as I can.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with it.
Not as long as I can, but, like, I don't know. Start, like, making your money somehow and save, yeah, my money, buy a house and shit.
Get,
you know,
your,
what I mean,
base good, yeah, yeah.
I don't want to rent. I think it's a waste of money. But, yeah, dude, we got to start wrapping things up. We just talked for a whole hour and 25 minutes and 57 seconds.
Dude, it goes by faster.
I know. I swear. Me and Mike could talk, like, for 3 hours.
Maybe we'll do a 3-hour special one day.
Yeah, maybe when we're just, like, yeah, I don't know.
Before I leave or something.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
What else do we have to talk about?
Do you have any inspirational messages you want to tell them or anything like that?
Just.
Oh, I'm thinking about doing a Q&A.
Oh, true.
I'm thinking about doing a Q&A for the next podcast. So, like, right when we do the podcast, it's either Sunday night or tonight. It's on a Monday, yeah, night because we couldn't do it yesterday. But I was thinking, like, right before the podcast, I'd post it up on my like, Sunday night, I'd post it up on my Instagram stories, and so would Mike. And you guys just ask us questions, and, like, while we're actually doing the podcast live, we'll have all the questions available, and we'll just answer the questions and shit like that.
That'd be cool.
So if you like that idea, just holla.
Yeah.
Holla. Yeah. Just holla at us.
And keep reposting your things. It helped a lot.
Yeah, it really did help a lot.
Wait, you didn't tell me?
Yeah, so if you guys listen this long, you'll know. So let me pop up the app. So for the first episode, we have.
But isn't it? It's all over. Does it do a total?
Yeah, it does total.
Like, through Spotify also?
Oh, brother, I'll tell you. So for the first episode, it was 342 views total.
Pretty good.
As of right now.
Wow.
So we had 222 listens on Spotify.
Wait, plus?
No. This is just 300 out of the 342.
Oh, you can tell? Let me see.
Yeah.
Is this?
And then I had 92 from Anchor, which is the app that sponsors it and, like, whatnot. And then I had 28 on Apple Podcast. But we didn't have Apple Podcast that week.
Yeah.
And so the second one, we have a whopping 139.
On what?
Which is fucking awesome.
Apple?
Yeah. No, on total.
Oh.
Apple, we had the magical number 69.
Oh, there you go.
On Spotify, we had 62. On Anchor, we had 7. And on other, we had 1. So.
It's a decent amount, honestly.
Dude, I'm honestly so thankful that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just crazy to think. I didn't think there would be this many people listening to us.
Like, we're not trying to, like, create some, like, TV show, like, you know, we're just talking.
We're just doing this for fun. Yeah, we're like, we love doing this.
We'll just put ourselves on the spot and just, like, have a conversation that you don't usually have.
Yeah. And, like,
how often do they sit down face to face?
I love this. I love this shit, dude. I love talking about stuff that means something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
And
even if it doesn't, it's just like shooting the shit.
Shooting,
like,
the shit, yeah. And even if it doesn't, I mean, we get sidetracked, talk about skunk buttholes and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Mike knows.
And bad jokes.
Oh, dude, fucking our friend didn't come by today. Mm. But we got a special from the bunny, so that's okay.
That's true. His friend.
So, yeah, dude, we got 482 total plays. We have an audience of 241 people. So 241 people have actually listened to the podcast.
Like, both of them?
Just in total, 241 people. Yeah.
Oh, so, like, 241 different people?
Yep.
So how is there 340 on the first one?
342 was just the first one.
I don't know. Those numbers make...
Oh, weird. I think it's because when you listen more than once, or like if you stop and go, it counts as one time. I don't know how it works. I'm not diving into that. But yeah, guys, I hope you have a fucking awesome week.
Be good.
Be good. Try to challenge yourself. Create some adversity for yourself.
And don't be a bitch.
Don't be a fucking
bitch. Grab life by the balls. You just got to get up every morning and just be like, I'm going to do this today.
You got to wake up in the morning, look yourself in the mirror.
Look yourself in the mirror.
And say, I piss excellence.
Okay, yeah. Or whatever the hell. But you look yourself in the mirror, I'm a badass, you know. No one's going to tell me I'm a bitch. No one's going to call me a pussy. No one. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do what I want to do. And
discipline yourself to do what you want to do, man.
Don't get caught up in everyday shit. Don't let your boss talk shit to you. Don't let whoever talks shit to you just fucking...
Stand up for yourself.
Grab life by the balls. Grab life by the horns and fucking...
Tame it.
Yeah, dude.
Tame.
Grab that bitch.
Yeah.
Take your whip out and whip the head of the...
All right, enough of this. Enough of this. Enough of this.
Grizzly bear that you're riding.
What the fuck? All right, guys. thank you for tuning in if you listen this whole way.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. You mean a lot to us.
Let us know what you think. I know some people like gave us some good feedback, some bad feedback, some normal feedback.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just
be open. Let us know what you think. I mean, this is for a thing for everyone, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It'll be, so, be cool. It's just fun.
All righty. Signing off.
Okay.
Hasta la vista.
Be good, boys and girls.
See ya.